98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on a Friday morning, 36 degrees. A federal judge in the nation's capital is expected to rule today on CNN's lawsuit against President Trump.
A decision in the case was expected yesterday, but U.S. District Judge Timothy Kelly postponed his ruling until this morning. CNN wants correspondent Jim Acosta's hard pass to the White House reinstated immediately. The pass was pulled after a contentious exchange in the East Room last week during President Trump's post-midterms news conference. CNN claims Acosta's First Amendment and due process rights were violated. The Justice Department argues that access to the White House, which is the president's home and office, is not a right. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
A high school student in Newton has been arrested, accused of sex crimes on school grounds.
18-year-old Samuel Loomis was booked into the Harvey County Jail on suspicion of rape and involuntary sexual relations. Police say the rape happened November 5th in a school parking lot. Investigators said Loomis and the victim knew each other. A court date has not been set. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Police arrested a Russell man Thursday in connection with the April 2017 death of a toddler. Jody Fox was arrested and booked into the Russell County Jail on first-degree murder and child abuse charges. Fox and the boy's mother were in a relationship when the boy was killed.
Despite confidence that she'll once again be the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi could face some tough competition.
Nancy Pelosi wants to be House Speaker in the new Congress, but she's facing some stiff opposition from fellow Democrats who campaigned on change. Pelosi suggests some of her critics may be sexist, and other opposition is due to negative ads run against her.
You'd have to ask those people what their motivation is. I think of the 17, it's mostly like 14 men who are on that letter.
Ohio Democrat Congresswoman Marsha Fudge has floated the idea of running against Pelosi. She's African-American, has been in Congress for 10 years, and would give Democrats a new voice. Louisiana Democrat Congressman Cedric Richmond notes Fudge would be an intriguing candidate.
I'm not anti-Pelosi, but whatever Marsha does, I'm very pro-Marsha. But I have not seen where Marsha's running for Speaker. I think that this is something that others are pushing.
On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
States are coughing up some big bucks to get Amazon to move in, but is it worth it?
Turns out New York spent, we think, about $1.5 billion to get Amazon to come. Virginia spent less than $1 billion. Wisconsin, it turns out, is spending $4.5 billion to attract Foxconn to its state. Broken down by the number of jobs, that means Virginia's spending about $22,000 to create a job, New York about $48,000 to create one, Wisconsin spending $344,000 to create jobs in its state. In addition, it now seems that Foxconn may actually be creating fewer jobs than the 13,000 it said it would, also bringing robots into the plant, so not as many manufacturing jobs. In Chicago, I'm Jeff Flock, Fox News.
Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a clear and cool start to the day, sunshine, low 50s by lunchtime, 60 for the high later on this afternoon with southeast winds up to about 15 to 20 miles per hour. A few clouds drift in tonight ahead of a cold front, our low 35, and with falling temperatures tomorrow, we will have gusty northeast winds, likely going to be in the upper 30s by late in the day. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 36 degrees, north wind at 3 miles per hour. 8:35 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS. It is that time of the day, entertainment news, The Blur with Ted Woodward. And this morning we were saddened by the loss of what I think one of the great, great musicians and country music stars of all time, Ted.
The passing of a legend, the super picker and hee-haw star Roy Clark passing away.
Roy Clark, a Grammy, CMA, and ACM award winner and co-host of the famed Hee-Haw television series, died at the age of 85 due to complications from pneumonia at his home in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Clark was part comedian, part guitar virtuoso. He was considered one of the world's finest multi-instrumentalists, playing guitar, banjo, fiddle, mandolin, harmonica, and other instruments. Besides headlining or co-hosting Hee-Haw during its entire 24-year run, he recorded several albums, toured constantly, and appeared on several TV variety shows, from Johnny Carson to Mike Douglas to Flip Wilson. Michelle Bellino, Fox News.
Roy Clark, pretty amazing musician.
Oh, yeah.
He could play a ton of instruments. He did banjo, guitar, ukulele, trumpet. He was able to really go through the gamut. And I know sometimes you kind of tend to think, well, he's joking around and his stuff on Hee Haw. If you go to YouTube and really look at some of his guitar stuff, solo guitar,
wow,
just almost a savant, just amazing. Yep. Roy Clark.
Huge talent.
Yep, passing away in Tulsa. An awards show with no political jokes.
A whole lot happened during the 52nd annual CMA Awards on ABC, but the one topic that didn't come up, politics. Hosts Brad Paisley and Carrie Underwood trading in the Trump jokes for personal jabs.
Brad, have you been working out?
I have, actually. And you have really let yourself go.
Yeah, I'm pregnant.
Underwood even revealing some big baby news, saying she is having a baby boy. The show also starting off with a moment of silence to honor the 12 lives lost during the mass shooting at a country music bar in Thousand Oaks, California last week.
That's Fox's Carly Shimkus with that report. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg making headlines thanks to Kanye West.
Rapper Kanye West taking to Twitter to share a photo of a karaoke session with Facebook chief Mark Zuckerberg, claiming their song of choice was the Backstreet Boys' I Want It That Way. Critics saying, tell me why. Fans calling for footage to prove it or suggesting the session be a bonus track on Kanye's next album. The two have history. In 2016, West called for Zuckerberg to invest $1 billion in him after claiming he was $53 million in personal debt. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Let's see what's going on at the movies this weekend at the box office.
I'm Michelle Pulino. Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald is the second installment of the Fantastic Beasts franchise, with Newt Scamander recruited to destroy Gellert Grindelwald's plans of raising pureblood wizards to rule over all non-magical beings. In Instant Family, Mark Wahlberg and Rose Byrne are a couple who find themselves in over their head when they adopt three children. Widows, Viola Davis stars as one of four women with nothing in common except a debt left behind by their dead husband's criminal activities. So these ladies together do the one less job left behind by their husbands.
Do you foresee any issues in working for a black man?
You and a deep south? There's going to be problems.
Green Book is the movie this country needs right now, as Viggo Mortensen stars as a working-class Italian-American bouncer who becomes the driver of an African-American classical pianist, Mahershala Ali, on a tour of the American South in the 1960s. This one has Oscar written all over it. That's Fox on Film on Fox News.
The makers of the board game Monopoly have released a new version of the game specifically for millennials. This is true. The board features spaces like Farmer's Market, Parents' Basement. It's true. Parents' Basement and 3-day music festival.
What?
Now, because it's a version of the game aimed at millennials, the Monopoly man looks exactly the same, except now he's wearing that outfit ironically. In fact, this new version of the game is so popular that they've now made another updated board game, specifically, again, for millennials. It's a new version of Sorry called Sorry Not Sorry.